everybody, and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. My name is Serena. It is January 27th, and I am coming to you live today. I am hoping that everything with my mic is working out. It has been a bit of a struggle to get everything working with my new mixer, but you guys, I think I finally figured it out and we are coming through nice and clear. So you may notice that it is not my regular time. It is 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're moving some things around with our Monday schedule, so I am now going to be officially taking the 11 a.m. slot starting today, and Jamie Dawn is going to be taking a bit of a break from radio. She will eventually return with her lovely show, but it will be Wednesday evenings, and we'll keep you all posted about when you can expect to hear her again live with you all. But it's going to be 11 a.m. with me on Mondays now, which I'm really excited about. I've been having such a great time producing and working with all the other lovely hosts that we have at 1T Radio. And Mondays are just such a great lineup. I'm honored to be a part of that Monday crew. And I hope you all enjoyed the past shows with Mark and Kat and then Lori. Wow, you guys, we have some big energy happening. I feel like as we've shifted into Aquarius, it's just been, really just high emotions. It feels as if everything is at higher stakes. It feels like everyone is, all together in this highly emotional state. And that can be really hard to navigate life in that space. It can be really challenging. And I'm really noticing it in the conversations I'm having with people that want to listen. And there's been a pretty significant shift in the questions that I'm getting. And I just, it feels like there's, I'm not normally someone to make macro connections to overall energy, especially like going into a new year. That's never really been one of my strong suits. And this year, I don't know if it's motherhood or just everything that has been shifting lately in the universe, but there's definitely a really clear trajectory that everybody seems to be on that I just want to talk to you guys about today. And I'd love to hear what your experiences have been in the new year and how you're all doing. And in order to do that, you can join me in the chat room. So if you haven't joined us before, you can do that by going to 12radio.com and you'll hit the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. And it'll redirect you to our Facebook group, which is also called 1T Radio. And if you scroll down, you will see my banner with me on the beach with my pup. And go ahead and leave a comment there if you want to chat and hang out. And I'd love to hear from all of you and hear how you're doing, because it has been a big month. It feels like it's been a big year already so far, and we're 27 days in. So what, I don't know what that says. That says a lot. To me, that says a lot. Yeah, for any of you who are listening to me for the first time, I have almost a 3-month-old baby who is my world, as you can imagine. It's my first kiddo. And he's hanging out with my lovely husband during this show. So you guys may hear him a little bit. He's just kind of walking around the house with hiccups right now. But just to bring you all up to speed, that is most of my life is being this guy's mama, and it makes me so happy. And I think it's absolutely shifted the lens through which I see our world. And I really feel like I've been granted this beautiful access to energy that I never never knew existed. I wasn't privy to that knowledge before being a mom. It's something that's really powerful and beautiful. And whether it's being able to function with no sleep, which is a superpower in itself that I've never been good at before, and suddenly I can semi-function, or if it's a higher level of compassion and empathy. I've always been an empath. I've been an empath my whole life. I know I've always really prioritized and been proud of how I hold compassion for others. There's definitely been a significant shift. It feels like the waters of compassion are just deeper now all of a sudden. And it's something that I really love, that I have access to. It really feels quite magical. And I think magic in general is also something I'm interacting in a di with in a different way. Everything feels like there's a little more magic to it. And I've always used magic and energy kind of interchangeably. But it seems like magic has a more oomph to it now in such a beautiful way. And I'm so grateful for that connection. I've always wanted to be able to add more magic to my life and just in the little things that I do. And there's something really beautiful about creating that routine with incorporating magic into daily life, whether that's the way that you make your coffee in the morning, or take a shower, or walk through nature. There's opportunities for magic everywhere, and it's something that you can choose to see or choose not to interact with, and either's fine. But it doesn't take that much effort, and it is something that I think can really enrich life. And I love that it's coming so naturally to me. It's almost as if I can see the magic around me in a way I didn't before. And it's all because of this little guy. But for today, I wanted to talk to you guys about three main things that I feel like we're all experiencing together. It seems like there have been pretty consistently three themes in the conversations that I'm having in my readings, and also just in how I'm connecting to energy these days. These three themes are really prominent. And I have this oracle deck that I've actually had since I was 8 years old. It's my first deck of cards that I got to know so well, and I just fell in love with studying them. And I was a big reader when I was a kid. I still am. I love reading fantasy books and novels. But I was fascinated by the little booklet that my oracle deck came with, and the breakdown of each of the cards. And it felt like each card held a story, and a really powerful story. And the oracle deck that I've been working with for so long, that I still have right in front of the same one. I still have it right in front of me today, is Colette Baron-Reed's Mists of Avalon. It's a beautiful, beautiful oracle deck. And it's something that I started studying long before I started studying tarot. It is very near and dear to my heart. And it's a deck that I'll reach for when I feel like I need to really connect with this more intimate side of energy for me. The energy that it connects with just is something that feels so much more personal, but allows me to connect with people in a very different way, as a way to engage with other people's energy as well on a more intimate level. And it's a really special deck to me. But when I was a kid, I loved looking at all of the, there's the character cards, there's also just the emotion cards, everything. It has a High Priestess, and it has Merlin as one of the character cards. It has a Novice, these incredible, really powerful character cards. But it also has very simple and also powerful cards such as joy or love or fear. And it's something that it has been such a wonderful way to engage with the both the simplicities and the complexities of life and how we all engage with life. And I love that I have this relationship with this deck from when I was so young, because the lens through which you look at things when you are a child is so different than how you understand and look at things as an adult. It's so much more innocent and raw. And I was really able to look at each of these cards and study them so intently from such a young age. I think I was around 8. I've had these cards, this very deck, for over 20 years. And it is something that I really value, this relationship. And as I've been really noticing these three themes that everyone seems to be engaging with and working through, I was drawn back to this deck that I don't always read from. It isn't always the first that I go to. And when it is something that I'm pulled to, it's normally pretty significant that I'm being pulled to this particular deck. And I have some clients now who actually request this deck as well, which is always special to me when I'm able to build that relationship and they know how powerful that connection can be. But I was pulled very, it was maybe less pulled and more shoved. It was a very loud instruction to connect in with these three categories, these three channels of life, with this particular Oracle deck. And I want to talk to you guys today about the messages that came through for me about these three categories. And the three categories are quite large scale and also something that all of us are interacting with, whether we are consciously choosing to or not. And they have been so consistent over the past month or two of the things that everyone is either struggling with or contemplating or being impacted by, these three things. And they are health, finances or the economy, and politics. What's going on in our world around us on a global scale. And I was, whether one of these things is impacting your life or all three of them, I think there's a lot of information here that we all can connect to. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed by anything that's stressing, that's causing anxiety or anything. But these three particular things can be incredibly overwhelming. They can be incredibly hard to navigate. And so the messages that that energy was able to tell me through this beautiful deck, messages that came through, are quite powerful in shifting. They have to do with shifting perspective. They have to do with shifting the way you think about certain things. There's a lot of internal work that goes into progressing through these three categories. It has a lot less to do with how we interact with the world around us and much more to do with how we're choosing to interact with it within ourselves, which can be so much harder. That's definitely not the easier one to tackle. But let's talk about health first. I threw actually one of my favorite cards from this deck when I was first engaging with this channel that we're all experiencing, with this category of life that so many of us are experiencing speed bumps in, or getting unexpected news, or things that are popping up. It feels very all of a sudden. And the card that I first threw was the Swan. And the Swan is all about transformation. It's all about impending change. It's about shifting and about most of the time it is unexpected, but it's normally quite significant change. And while it can be both either positive or negative change, the change is often determined with this card by your own connection to your intuition, by your connection to your own personal psychic gifts. And I love that I threw this card within talking about health because it seems as if the unexpected shifts that a lot of people are experiencing, or the worry around your health that people are burdened by right now, a lot of it has to do with whether or not you trust what you feel within your own body, or you trust what you're being told, which ha holds more value for you. Are you engaged with your own body in a way where you are nurturing this relationship that you have through the way that you feel in your skin, the way that you feel on a day-to-day basis when you wake up in the morning, and you is there an underlying feeling of something is wrong? Is there an underlying feeling of a certain aspect of your health needs more support or more attention? Is there an underlying feeling of I don't know how I feel about what this doctor said, I need to go get a second opinion? What is your gut saying? And a lot of us, there's a lot of fear around health and around interacting with doctors for a lot of people. Excuse me. And there can be a lot of anticipation or trepidation around whether you're questioning what your doctors are saying, or you're afraid of what your doctors are saying, or maybe you feel something's wrong and you don't want to go into a doctor because who knows what they would say. A lot of us can have really complicated history when it comes to medicine. And regardless of what your situation is, regardless of your relationship with your doctors or what they're saying, I think one of the most powerful things that we can do that I love that I'm being pulled to talk about right now is trusting our own intuition and trusting our own relationship with our body and with our health. Because even if there have been times when a doctor has said, this is what's happening and this is what we suggest, and I've responded by saying, okay, I understand. I have a question about this one thing. I don't understand what you're saying about this. Can you talk to me about alternative options here? This isn't me fighting my doctor, right? This isn't me going against their recommendations or what they're saying. This is me having a having a conversation, having an interaction, not taking what they're saying as point blank, but truly doing the work and the effort to understand what they're saying. I have not gone to medical school. I am not a medical professional, right? I have a friend who's in medical school right now, and oh my gosh, the work that he is putting in. I have so much respect for doctors and for their deep wealth of knowledge. And something that I think a lot of us can miss out in our relationship with our doctors, especially because often our interactions are really rushed. We don't want to take up too much of their time or waste their time. There's that feeling of their time is more valuable than ours. I think we have a very significant lack of balance in our dynamic that way. And if you're able to actually ask for just a bit more time with your doctor and be able to say, I'm truly trying to understand. Can you explain this, this, and this for me? And come with your questions ready to go. They probably won't have that much time for you. They fit way too many patients into a very short day. But you absolutely deserve that opportunity to get your questions answered and not blindly start taking this medication without knowing what's going on, or start this new therapy without knowing what's going on, or knowing what all of your options are, or maybe there's an alternative that you're more comfortable with. And so while this shift is happening for a lot of us, the most important thing for us to focus on, regardless of what our situation is within our health right now, is honing and developing that relationship with your intuition around your own body and around your own health, to the point that you can wake up in the morning and say, okay, I hear this within me. I can feel this here. I know that I'm putting that attention and focus into this one aspect of my health that needs additional support, whatever it's going to be. Being able to hone that relationship with your intuition and start to listen. So much of it is just listening to your body and learning how to listen to your body. And all of this is really easy to say, but you may be sitting there going, okay, well, Serena, how the hell do I do that, right? How do I listen to my body? And I think developing that intuition and that connection, that conversation with your physical body, is actually a lot simpler than a lot of us think, than a lot of us assume. It can be as simple as waking up in the morning, and before you get out of bed, maybe you swing your feet over the edge of the bed and you plant your feet on the ground before you stand up, and before you check your emails or check your phone or get on social media, right? You're just moments after opening your eyes. Scan your body. Connect with your physical body. In your mind's eye, imagine running everything from the tips of your toes, through your feet, up your calves, past your knees, through your thighs, up your hips, through your waist, all the way up to your shoulders. Take a little trip down your arms, get all the way down to your fingertips, and then shoot back up and go all the way up through your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your head, and out the top of your head. And the entire time, do it a lot slower than what I just said, but the entire time, scan, does anything feel weird? Are you more achy in one place than you were yesterday? Do you physically feel fine, but you visually see something darker or something sticky or something that feels odd or foreign or different? Does it feel like there's anything that doesn't belong? And if there's anything that's popping up as a little weird area, or, oh, that has pain, or there's history there, whatever it is, acknowledge it and keep an eye on it throughout the day. See if it pops into your head at a random point where it may not be physical pain, but it has some memory that's being jogged, or for some reason you may not know why or what the connections are. You start noticing or thinking about that weird part of your spine that had funky energy earlier that morning. Start to just pay attention and notice. You don't have to do anything yet. Noticing and taking the time to see it and to feel it is so much of developing that relationship with your intuition. And it really doesn't even take that much action yet. It really starts with opening up your awareness. And that first step of opening up your own knowledge and ability to see and to feel what is going on in your very own body. And that is one part of this wonderful transformation that we're starting, that it seems like a lot of us are starting to experience around our health. That is a beautiful, positive transformation that you have all the control over. So if something around your health is you feel like you're feeling out of control, if you are looking for more control within your relationship with your body, that is a wonderful way to do it. If you are worried about all these other changes that are happening in your body and you're not sure what's next, or you're waiting on test results to come back, or you're starting a new medication and you want more control or more connection to your body, that's a wonderful way to start. And the main message from this really powerful energy that I'm feeling in these three categories of life around your health is regain that control by connecting to your intuition with your own body. And it's really, really, really great once you develop that relationship. It's really quite beautiful. Excuse me. And I just, I could talk about that on and on and on. But let me just check in with the chat room first before I move on to my next category of life that we're all engaging with. And I see that Quelly is here. Hi, my dear. Quelly says, blessings, dear. Hope all is well. Thank you, my love. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you're doing well in Florida and that you are staying warm. I can't believe how cold it is over there right now. I don't know which part of Florida you're in, but it seems like it is shocking the weather that we're all experiencing. So I always appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for saying hi. And for any of you guys who want to jump into the chat room, just go to 12radio.com and you can select the chat button on the left side and it'll take you to our Facebook group. And just pop a comment under my banner and I will make sure to say hi to you guys. And you're always welcome to jump in and ask a question if you'd like a reading, or just pop in and tell me what's going on in your life. I always love interacting with you guys. It's one of the most fun things to do on radio. But moving on to this next category that we're all experiencing or being in, or we're struggling through or are curious about, is a big one. Finances and the economy. That is a huge, huge part of life. It's a huge stressor for so many people. It's something we all either struggle with or are excited by or are challenged by. There's a lot of different ways that we can have a very complicated relationship with money and with also with the changing economy, with a lot of things that are up in the air right now. And the two cards that I pulled from this beautiful, beautiful deck of mine are joy and love. Two of the most light-filled, beautiful cards in this entire deck. And something that is really beautiful about the card that has love on it is the picture within the art piece within the card is a staircase. It is a stone staircase that is full of moss and leaves and is clearly an ancient, ancient stone set of steps. And I love that it's so clearly in nature. I love that it is so clearly filled with history and it's centuries and centuries old, at least. It is the energy behind it. And I feel like it really sums up this feeling of love so well. And the strength and the resilience of it, but also the potential within climbing and using it as a building block for moving on to bigger and better things and progressing and growing together. There is so much within this one picture that I absolutely love as a representation of love and what it can mean and how you can apply it to so many different parts of your life. And I think when it comes to money, so often there's normally two sides of the conversation. It's when it comes to money and love, right? It's either your goal should be to make money through what you love, right? That's one point of view. Because if you're going to make money in some way, it shouldn't be a burden. You should be able to enjoy it. You should be able to have love and experience love through your job, right? That is often one point of view. The other is that if you do what you love, if you have that much love through your job, then you will start to lose love for that because it will become work, and work isn't fun, and work is repetitive, and then it becomes tied to money, and you lose that joy, and you lose that love that you have for that particular thing that you started with work. And I think we're starting to go away from this concept. This is something of older generations, you could say. And it seems as if we're starting to move into people having multiple streams of income, or having multiple, just multiple careers in their own life, or having a lot, there's a lot more fluidity and change within careers and within money, it seems, is what we're shifting into. But the way that I want to talk about what we could potentially bring into our lives within our finances right now is this feeling of love. And this is in no way a message for you to quit your job and go start doing something that you love. This is definitely, definitely not the time for drastic changes that have not been planned out. This is definitely not the time for big, significant shifts without putting a lot of effort into that plan beforehand. What now really could be a great time for is starting to explore ways that you can have some sort of profit off of things that you love doing, that you really enjoy, things that you're already doing. And it could be something super small. It can be, how can you make $100 this month off of a hobby that you're already doing? And I'll give you guys an example. I mean, I've been talking about my garden for the past month on this show, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it. It is a big part of my life right now. And it will be, I'm sure, moving forward. I hope it will be. I don't see it faltering. And something that we have been doing is we started all of our seeds, right? We still haven't passed our danger of frost, so everything's still inside. We are in the Bay Area in California, so we're starting seeds a lot earlier than other people. We'll be able to plant it outside a lot earlier than most people, which I'm so grateful for, because I'm really excited to have my garden journey and my garden experience, and to be able to provide organic, beautiful food for my family. And something that I decided to start everything from seed because I was having a really hard time finding anyone who had already started tomato plants or onion plants, or, you know, all the vegetables that I want to grow that were grown organically without fertilizer, with or nice organic soil, with the compost that I wanted. With the way that I wanted to do it, I was having a hard time finding anybody who was a reliable source of starting all of this food that my family is going to eat. So I decided to do it myself. And something that I realized after about a week of starting all my seeds is that I am starting a lot more food than we will ever need. And part of that is by design. When you start seeds, they don't all germinate. They don't all take. So you start more than you need, and then you thin them out. And I decided, instead of just thinning out my seeds by cutting off the stems that of the weaker stems that aren't as strong as the biggest, strongest stem, I went and broke apart the roots and put them in their own little pots. And I doubled the amount of seeds that we started by doing that. And so now we have a whole table full of seeds in our laundry room, which makes me so happy to see every day. It brings me so much joy. But we are already starting to talk to different people in our community to put up ads on Marketplace and to offer it for offer the seeds that we're not going to eventually transplant into our yard that are going to be nearly fruiting vegetables. There's a wide variety of stuff that we're growing. I won't bore you all with the details, but we're going to start to resell some of the seedlings. And it is in no way going to be an entire income. We're not doing it for that. But it is going, it, you know, who knows how quickly we will sell them all, but it does seem like there's a pretty big demand. A lot of people are looking to take a bit more control over where their food is coming from. And I think given the shifts and changes that are happening in our, especially in the United States right now around food, this makes a lot of sense. I'm not surprised that it's happening in the Bay Area around us. A lot of people are thinking similarly to us, it seems. And it does not surprise me that a lot of people are trying to have reliable, clean food that they are growing themselves to feed their families, because it's getting harder to find organic food. Organic food is getting so much more expensive. We're starting to learn more and more about the way that food is grown and harvested and stored in our country. And it's a little intimidating to try to figure out what you want to trust. And so this thing that I started doing just for myself is now turning into something that is potentially going to pay for itself by just reselling the seeds that we're not going to transplant into our garden. And we're going to give some of them away to our neighbors and bond with our community that way and support our community in that way. But I'll sell a couple of them, and they're really nice organic heirloom tomato plants that I'm super excited for. And there is one of them that I will tell you about that I can't wait to try are chocolate cherry tomatoes, which are supposed to be, they're really dark red purplish tomatoes that are supposed to be really sweet. And who doesn't want to eat something called a chocolate cherry tomato? I mean, that sounds wonderful. So there's a lot of really fun varieties, and it'll be really cool to see how that goes and see what kind of people we meet and what kind of a little bit of money we're able to make off of it. And how cool is it if that just pays for the gardening project that we're doing? And so this really long example is just to show that there are really simple things that we can be doing and that we're already doing that can start to turn into a little side stream of money coming in as an additional income. And rather than feeling the need to change your entire career, if you're looking to bring more joy into your work somehow, start looking and seeing if there's things that you're already doing that you could make a little additional money off of and see if that has the potential to grow. It may not make you that much money the first month or the first year, but maybe it's something that can transform and grow into something that is an additional stream of income eventually. I think for those of you who have been looking at other side hustles or companies that you can start or things that you've been sitting on for a while and considering is now the right time to launch into, now is the time to, just to answer that simple question, yes, now is the time to take that risk. now is the time to take that risk in a safe way. Don't quit your job and jump right into that risk. Sorry if you guys can hear little Shelby. He's dancing with his dad. But he's good. Thanks, baby. Now is not the time, just to keep going with you guys. Now is not the time to quit your job and jump straight into this other business that you are just starting, right? But now could be the time to set aside 5 hours a week to starting that business, to looking into what it would be like to start that business. Now is a wonderful time to dabble and I guess seriously dabble in these parts of life that you may have been wondering if it'll work for you or daydreaming about or considering to dive into, and start tiptoeing, start dipping your toes in the water, start seriously considering what it would look like if you were to take that leap. Are there small ways that you can start to incorporate this into your life and see what it brings you. Are there ways that you can you talk to people? I think another huge thing that will benefit all of us that I've talked about before is community. A lot of us are really nervous when it comes to going to somebody we may not know very well and saying, I am curious about this, or I have this vision, or I want to learn, or I don't know. I mean, how scary is it if you have to say to a stranger, I don't know? can be so intimidating. But getting over that intimidation and taking that leap is clearly absolutely worth it right now, and really worth your time to take that leap and ask for a mentor's help. Ask for a professional or someone in your community who may know a lot about this topic. Ask if you can shadow them for a day. Ask if you can pick their brain about how they started out. Start to engage with people in this way and learn. Now's a wonderful time to learn new skills, especially if it's connected to things that you love, especially if you see it as that stepping stone for something greater or for that next stage of life that you've been craving. Now is absolutely, it's so clear, is the time to invest in things that you love. There's so much change going on. There is so much anticipation for, is this going to be positive change? Is this going to be negative change? What is going to happen? There are all of those nerves and anxiety around that. Anything that we can do to counter those nerves with things that bring us joy, with doing things that we love, is really going to benefit us and help us get through this, what feels like it'll be a crazy year. And if there's anything that you're able to do to start to dabble, start to learn more about it, start to get a bit more curious or get more creative about how this could have a role in your life, what that could look like, will benefit you more than you know. And it's something that is really beautiful to start to dabble in, and is I feel from so many of you that there are just a couple things in life that you've been keeping on the back burner, or too nervous to try, or too worried or anxious to learn more about, because the second you put some effort into learning about it, that makes it real. And then if it doesn't work, is that a failure? You know, there's so many questions around all these things. Don't worry about all those things. Just acknowledge that this is something that brings you joy. This is something that you love. This is something that you're really excited about, that gets you excited about, that you can't stop thinking about, and just go try. And it could be something like a vegetable garden. I have so many fears that this is not going to work at all, right? I'm not letting that dictate how I'm going to do this. I'm not allowing that to be something strong enough to stop me, right? It could be writing a book. It could be learning how to play chess. It could be starting to walk dogs. It could be learning how to code. It could be starting a YouTube channel. You know, all these things that you have maybe had on in the back of your mind as, should I? Can I? Will I fail? Quiet that questioning voice and fall into the love that this thing brings you, the love that the potential that this thing has brings you. And allow that to push you through these next stages in life. Because it is something that will be such an incredible tool and thing to have in your back pocket as we go through this crazy year. And yeah, I think that's another one I could ramble on for a while, but I want to get to our third category, which is a bit of a touchy subject, but I think is something that is on all of our minds and I want to acknowledge, and that is what's going on politically. There are a lot of changes happening politically, and I think a lot of us are wondering how it's going to impact us. Some of us may know very clearly how these shifts politically are going to impact us, and some of us may be sitting here wondering, when is it going to impact me? And that is in a nerve-wracking space to be in. Whether you're in the United States and dealing with our current political climate of this shift of power that we are experiencing and the many changes that are happening, or you're in another country and witnessing what's going on globally right now, or experiencing your own political turmoil, there are clearly a lot of shifts happening on a macro scale that is impacting a lot of us. And I think a lot of us are starting to feel the weight of it. And so something that has been coming up a lot more in my readings, and it's something I just want to address on a bigger scale with you all. And it's clear that something that can easily be swept into the background is sorry, you guys, hold on one second. Clearly, this show is definitely needs. I think I'm going to change the name to Life Journeys with Serena and Shelby, because he's always going to be here, my little sidekick. And I love that he is just attached at my hip, and his dad is doing such a great job. But you guys are always going to be hearing him. But anyways, the thing that I want all of us to be focused on, and what one of the most beautiful messages that I was able to get from this beautiful deck that I have. I just love this Oracle deck. I pulled two cards. I pulled the Serpent, which is all about knowledge. It's all about healing. It's about finding resolution. The Serpent is all about how cyclical everything can be, and that through knowledge we have power, through knowledge we can heal, through valuing knowledge and valuing information, we are able to heal on both an intellectual and emotional level. And it is really a beautiful card. And the second card I got was the High Priestess, which, for those of you who know Tarot, know that so much of it is about really being a professional, really knowing, being very honed in your skills. And within this deck, it's particular has a lot to do with intuition, with prophecy, with being extremely precise and having very clear conversation with your intuition. And a higher power and having that really strong connection with energy. So these two, in talking about the shifts that are happening globally right now, that are shifting within the wars going on around the world, with climate change around the world, with the political climate shifting, there is so much really heavy energy happening. Whether it has to do with war, or it has to do with the fires in LA, or global warming, or the political shifts that are happening. There's a lot that could lead you to being overwhelmed and shutting down and not engaging. And while I think it's really important to have strong boundaries around the role that news has in your life, because we all can handle a different level of it. Some of us are able to have the news on in the background of the house all day long. Others just look at the breaking news that notifications that come up on your phone, and other people just watch TikTok. Whatever the level that you were able to engage with the news, and there's none of them are better than the others, right? We all are able to engage with it at different levels. And whatever your level is, amount that role of it should have in your life. That's a weird way to say it. The whatever the level that it has in your life, the volume is maybe a better way to say it, that you have it turned up to or turned down to. The clear message here is to put effort into the knowledge that you are engaging with. Put effort and bring consciousness into your news source. Put effort and consciousness into how you interact with this news. Don't take things at point blank. Don't take things for granted. Question things. Use that wonderful head on your shoulders, that brilliant brain, to start to break things apart and wonder, does that make sense? Is that something that I trust? Is this something that feels right? It is both a dynamic between just a few months postpartum, whenever he is crying, I have the hardest time focusing. So bear with me, you guys. I want to get this thought out, though, because it's so on the tip of my tongue. But wherever you are finding your information, whatever information is coming to you, question, does this feel right in my skin? Does this feel right in my bones? Is this something that resonates with me, or should I let it go? We don't need to carry everything with us, right? We don't need to bring everything with us throughout our day. There's a lot of heavy things going on right now that can be scary. You are only going to actually be scared of it if you allow it to scare you, though. If you allow it to stay with you throughout the day. Having boundaries around the role that the news and politics has in your life is extremely important right now. And staying in that power seat, staying in the role of the high priestess when it comes to news and politics is going to serve you so much. Because if you fall into a role where it is all just happening to you, or you're overwhelmed by what's going on, you are going to drown in the insanity that is our news, because it's all meant to overwhelm you. So when I say be smart about the sources that you're watching your news from, or listening to your news, it's more about just be smart about what you're exposing yourself to. Now is clearly not the time to bury your head in the sand and ignore what's going on, because it's quite clear that knowledge is going to serve us all. But don't get sucked into the cycle of the news. Don't get sucked into how paralyzing it can be. Engage with the world around you. Work with your community. Get closer with your people around you and your community, and talk about what's going on in the world. But don't allow it to take over your life and put you into a space of fear, into a headspace of fear, because that will not serve you in any way. It is really a beautiful thing when you're able to find the balance there, but that's yet another balance that can be really hard to find. And I really hope that all of us are able to find, it's a different balance for all of us. And I want all of us to be able to find the balance that is right for you, so we can all handle it on a different level. And okay, I feel like that one was a little more babbly, which I kind of expected, because it's a bit of a touchier subject. And I try not to bring politics into this too often, because I don't think it really has a role here, but everything is shifting and it needed to be talked about. So I hope that some of this resonated with you all. And whether you're listening to this live, or if you're listening to a replay, then the information that came through was absolutely for you. And please remember that the show is now going to be at 11 a.m. I'll make sure to we'll change the schedule soon, you guys, so that you all can see the updated schedule, because there are just a couple of things shifting there. But I will now be at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Monday mornings, right after Lori the Love Sherpa. And you all will be hearing a little bit of me throughout the week, since I'm producing a lot of our shows at 1-2 Radio now. And otherwise, you can find me every day at 1-2listen.com, where I am an advisor, and I love talking to you guys and hearing what's going on in your life and being able to convey any sort of message from energy that you may be needing to hear. And if I'm not online, go ahead and schedule a call. We can find a time that works for us, and we can connect that way. And yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. I really love that I'm able to be back live with you guys, and I figured out all of my technical difficulties finally. So thanks for your patience, everybody. And that is a wrap on our Radio for Life Journeys with Serena for January. I will see you all next Monday, February 3rd. My gosh, it's already going to be February. And at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So thank you guys for being here. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And I will talk to you all soon. Have a great day, you guys.